With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A surprise announcement during the public comments portion of their latest meeting has Region of Queens Council buzzing. Deborah Spartanelli, Vice President of the Queens County Aquatic Association, informed Council they had received a $3 million anonymous donation to be put towards the construction of a new outdoor pool. Mayor Darlene Norman says the group is interested in discussing a potential partnership arrangement with the region.
Because we all know that we have an outdoor pool in Milton that has been banished together and really needs replacement.
Norman anticipates the group will make a presentation to Council at their next meeting to explore a partnership. The public comment section also brought to Council's attention that there are issues with people being able to properly hear what's being said in Council chambers. Council had looked at upgrading sound and video in the room last year, but the effort was shelved when the public balked at spending over $100,000 to solve the problem. Norman says she's now heard from several public and staff sources that people are struggling to hear, and it's time to address the issue.
And I know of someone who sits on one of our committees. He wears a hearing aid, and he has become so frustrated with his inability to hear in that room. If the sound quality is so poor in that room, we have to fix it.
Norman says a quick poll of counselors showed most are in favor of prioritizing solving the sound issues over the video issues. She says money has been set aside to fix the sound problems in this year's draft budget. Council also approved flying the Autism Acceptance flag and the Ukrainian flag on the special purpose pole outside the Liverpool Cultural Arts Center. The Astor Theatre, located in the Arts Center, asked to have the rent charges waived for the months of January and February. Norman says Council was understanding that despite the theatre's best efforts, they couldn't open during that time.
COVID rules and protocols shut the door on them again, so we approved that we would waive their rent, which a $1,000 loss.
In conversation with QCCR, Norman provided a peek into the ongoing budget process and says the news is good.
Due to all kinds of unexpected monies coming in from federal government, province doubling their funds, deed transfer flying way higher than anyone ever thought, we are projecting a very large surplus at the end of March, well to the tune of probably $3.4 million.
Norman will join me to discuss the budget in more detail later this week. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.